else will break your heart. I never gonna hold you back.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. Happy October 29th. Or whatever day you're listening. Bobby the Awesome here. Welcome to 321 No Kidding. Thanks for joining me. Today's reading is kind of short and sweet, and I like it. Of course, I like most of them, huh? That's okay. We start off with a quote from Kay Caskey. Learning to laugh makes the universe fall away. Laughter gives us a different perspective. It is the great healer of spirits and hearts, and it dissolves barriers between ourselves and others. When we laugh with another human being, we build bridges instead of walls. Laughter helps us close the distance in our relationship. Laughter relaxes us from the ground up. Sometimes it is only after a good laugh that we realize how much tension we were carrying. It's like putting down a heavy load and sighing with relief at how light we feel. Laughter even strengthens our immune system and promotes healing. It boosts our self-esteem and emotional well-being. Laughter is a true friend. Sometimes we forget to invite it into daily life, but we delight in welcoming it back. Today, let me realize the healing qualities of laughter in my life. The two things that have popped into my head as I was reading this and thinking about laughter was, one was the Minion rides, the Minion ride at Universal Studios, the video when they're doing the safety message and you're waiting in line. I've never watched the movie The Minions. I've actually never watched quite a few movies. I mean, if they had a ride at Universal, like The Breakfast Club, I might know what they were talking about. Or Superman 2, because I really liked one of the guys on there. Can't remember which one. There was a mean bad guy and I liked him. But anyway, I don't watch a lot of movies. As I was standing in line watching this thing, I'm like, I need to watch this movie because this Gru guy was hilarious. And you have to picture, I'm standing in all these lines for all these things because the same thing with The Simpsons was another ride I went on. It was kind of cute. I'm standing there all by myself just laughing. And sometimes people could see me and sometimes they couldn't, but I really didn't care. And I was working really hard on having just the mindset. Like I kept telling my brain, be present, be present, be present. Enjoy this. Put yourself where you are, because there were some things going on in the background that were weighing on my mind these last few days. And I had to reel myself in. And it was an effort. But when I was laughing, I wasn't thinking about reeling myself in. I was laughing because I was laughing and I was feeling good. And I wasn't thinking about anything except for the laughing in that moment. I wasn't actually thinking about laughing. I was just laughing. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing is I had I think it was 2.5 hour phone call with an ex the other night. And it was, I mean, there was some serious stuff, but laughing over things that I didn't even, you know, once upon a time, we couldn't even talk about these things. So never mind being able to laugh about them. And that I thought was like such a great treasure. And of course, as I was in that moment too, I was like, wow, I'm laughing about this. It doesn't even bother me. So that meant healing too. So that was a good thing. I love laughing at myself. Like I'm completely fine with messing up and laughing. Or, you know, I think I've told you the story that I don't know why. Like it's funny the things I remember and don't remember. But there was a night that I fell. I was walking into a bar and this had to be almost 20 years ago because I was in Wolfgate, Connecticut. And I fell like on my face in the bar. I don't think it was because I was drunk, I tripped or something. I'm just laughing at myself and got up and I'm okay laughing at myself. I don't really embarrass too easy. I'm okay laughing at myself and being a little goofy. It's all right. I think it's a great quality. I'm not, this is just on a personal note, like I like TikTok and I laugh at some of the stuff on there, but I've never been a stand-up comedian kind of person. I can remember my ex used to get a little frustrated. He's like, why are you not laughing? He'd be laughing out loud at stuff. And I just was never really a laugh out loud person. Now, I don't know in hindsight if it was just because I was a little bit more numb or just wasn't living in the moment back then. I'm sure my mind was racing. I'm sure I had better things to do than to laugh and take care of myself. So this reading is a good reminder for us to take care and to include the laughing. I will admit, as much of a not kid person I am, there are some kids that have these little giggles. I don't like it when they turn to screeches, but the giggles, the little giggles, my friend Ashley's daughter, who I met when I was in Colorado. See, I'm laughing just thinking about her little giggle. Oh my God, she was so cute. Just laughing to laugh. And I've had the opportunity to laugh about a lot on this trip. And I'm very grateful for that. And I hope that today's message serves as a reminder, you know, to take time to laugh, put on a silly movie, watch a stand-up comedian if that's your jam, or one of those late night shows, or whatever, whatever does it for you. But I think laughing's kind of a fun activity. We should do it more often. I also am a fan of the contagious laughter, you know, like where there's like a delayed response and then one person's laughing and then because they laugh, they've cracked the ice and you know, a room full of people can start laughing. That's good stuff. That's really good stuff right there. Yeah, I can picture situations in my head and it's entertaining to me. I also think, now I don't know if this is a bad thing or not, but you know, when we trip up, you know, and make mistakes and maybe don't make the right decisions and stuff, laughing at ourselves. I don't know the textbook answer on this. I don't know if it's like some sort of denial or if it's just going through life with genuine appreciation and just being like, okay, I flubbed up. Let's move on. I don't know if that's, you know, like in the rule book or that's, you know, some sort of, yeah, I guess denial's the right word. But laughing is the best medicine, they say, right? And they've had many studies and people who have laughed themselves well from cancer or prolonged their lives. And there's something to be said about having, you know, a good sense of humor. I love it when my uncles do crazy things. Like someone sent, I have an uncle that had a boat and he lost a couple anchors just in bad boatmanship, and someone sent him an anchor and nobody knows who did it, or he doesn't know who did it. Some of us might know, but that's funny to see him get going. Or I know politics is not a laughing matter, but there's been times where there's certain people that certain people like. And so I'm thinking of this one uncle again. I happen to like who he likes, and people have sent him toilet paper with his face on it, the person that we like. And then the same thing, the other candidate, this was going back to last election, not this one, but I can laugh at that. Even though it was someone that I like, it was still kind of, you know, humorous. And I love things like that. I love it when there's gifts can bring a laugh or a smile too. Those are fun little gifts. I think we should all, you know, not only pay attention to our own laughter, but sprinkle laughter in with who we're dealing with, but, you know, in life, at work. And there's ways for, you know, clean humor, fun humor, just good old fashioned laughing. Even if it's, don't you love it when people do, you know, like a silly knock knock joke or random, TikTok does it a lot with like these little riddles. Like there was this cute little couple. It cracks me up just thinking about it. So they're getting pretty famous. The husband had health issues. The wife has a penny, a nickel, and a quarter laid out on the arm of a couch. And she tells the husband, okay, so Matt was one of three children. And she's pointing to each denomination as she goes. The first one's name was Penny. The second one's name was Nick. And the quarter's remaining. And she's like, oh, what was the last one's name? And he's guessing quart or Q or all these things. And she's like, no, let me try again. Matt's mom had three children. First one was Penny. The last one was Nick. What's the name of the last one? And he was going on with every Q word that exists and doesn't exist. And obviously the punchline is, you know, it was Matt. It's funny how our brains can play tricks on us, but I love those kind of silly things. Those things make me smile. So that's short and sweet today. Wow, I'm close to that good old-fashioned 10-minute mark that I used to strive so much for. It's my last night in Orlando as I'm recording this. I'm going to be in the car the next few days, so I'm actually trying to get a little ahead. I go back to my real world when I get home, my real new world that I have no idea what it really looks like. I have some, I shouldn't say that. It's not that I don't have any idea, but I haven't put it all together yet. Like, I'm going to be facing a new routine and the new challenges of starting businesses and working with people and trying to make sure I'm still learning and being productive and, earning enough money to pay my rent. It's a little different dynamic than a regular paycheck every week. So I am going home to some, I don't want to say, challenges, but they're good challenges. And I look forward to living a new life, one where I can make time for things like this trip or laughing with my friends or going out. So that's what I'm up against. I hope that all you guys out there are having a great week. I hope that you caught the episode on step 10. We have a huge metalpreneur. I love saying that. Friday show is just very eclectic. Caleb and I just had this amazing conversation, and I've been looking forward to this episode all month. So that's what we got going on Friday. So I hope you guys are all well. I hope that you're having an opportunity to find time to listen to the guests. I think if I was you, I would definitely make the Friday shows a priority. If you have to pick them or me, I'm not going to be offended. There are so many amazing people in this world, and I'm just so honored and grateful to have exposure and access to so many of them that are sharing their messages and their purposes in life. And everybody that's on my show are people that want to help people. And that's just a beautiful thing. That's a quality that not everyone possesses. And I'm just so fortunate to know so many people like that. So that is what's going on this week, guys. So I hope you're having a good one. Yeah, if you don't mind, tune in on Friday and check out Caleb. I would love, guys, if you don't mind, leave a review or subscribe or a rating. I'll take any of it. We're coming up on a pretty big milestone soon. Well, a couple milestones, actually, that we'll talk a little bit more about as we get further along in November. But it's been an amazing, almost 400 episodes, somewhere around there. Crazy. Crazy. I can't believe I've done this that many times. I still say almond so a lot, but who cares? I can laugh at myself. All right, beautiful people. Till next time, have a good one.